Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever come home after a long day,
yeah,
you know, just looking forward to that parking spot you pay for and someone else is just sitting there in your spot?
It's infuriating.
Right. But what happens when it's not just a one-time thing and things take, well, a dark turn? Today, we're doing a deep dive on a story about a parking spot, but also about intimidation and, well, hate. Ready. So we got this letter from a listener and their situation, it's a parking nightmare, really. They have an assigned spot, come home. Someone else is in it. Happens once. Okay, maybe a mistake, but it keeps happening. At first, they try to be nice about it, you know, leaving polite notes, hoping it's just a misunderstanding.
It's amazing how quickly something like a parking spot can become like this huge symbol, you know, like it taps into these primal instincts about territory, about fairness.
Totally.
Even if it's just asphalt, we have this idea, I pay for this, it's mine. Mm-hmm. When someone disrupts that, it feels personal.
Absolutely. We've all been there, right? Maybe not with a parking spot. But that feeling of, hey, that's mine, back off.
Yeah.
But in this case, it gets worse. Way worse. Our listener finds their spot taken again. But this time, there's something new. A swastika scrawled on the hood of the car.
Wow. That changes things. Symbols, especially ones like that, they have power. They're meant to intimidate, to silence.
It's chilling.
Even if the person didn't mean it in a hateful way, the impact is real.
You can feel the tension ratcheting up. Right? This isn't about inconvenience anymore. It's about feeling targeted. They leave one final note, a warning, but you can tell they're shaken.
It makes you wonder, what's going on in the head of the person doing this? Is it really just about the parking spot, or is it something more?
That's what we're going to find out as we go deeper into this story. The escalation, the psychological impact, and what you can do if you ever find yourself in a similar situation. Stay with us. So the deadline comes and goes, and no surprise, the car's still there.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're trying to provoke a reaction at this point.
Oh, yeah. This is where it goes from a possible misunderstanding to something deliberate. They were told they were in the wrong, and they're still doing it. It's about control.
Right. So the listener finally decides to have the car towed.
Makes sense.
But even after everything, even with the swastika, they still feel bad about it.
Of course, that's natural. We don't want to resort to extreme measures, even when we're in the right. It's like we're hardwired for empathy or something.
It's true. But here's where it gets really strange. 2 days later, the same car, swastika and all, is back in their spot.
Wow.
Like a challenge, right?
It's a total power move. They had to pay the tow fee, deal with the inconvenience, and they still came back. It's like, what are they trying to prove at this point?
And how worried should our listener be at this stage?
That's the thing, right? It's not just a parking spot anymore. It's this weird escalating thing. They're really committed to this, even though they're in the wrong.
So the listener leaves another note, super direct this time, saying the car will be towed again. And for the first time, they get a response, a note on their windshield, and says, "Mind your own business or you'll regret it."
Oh, no.
Right. Talk about chilling.
That's a serious escalation. It's a direct threat. It's not about the parking space at all anymore. It's about scaring them into backing down.
So, of course, they call the police.
Yeah.
They show them the note, explain the whole situation. But the police can't really do anything. No real evidence.
It's their word against the other person's words.
Exactly. So frustrating. You know, they did everything right, tried to be reasonable, and now they're living in fear.
And that's what's so difficult about these situations. They make you feel unsafe in your own home, your own space.
For weeks, our listener avoids their parking spot altogether, parks down the street, just hoping this person will move on. But then, just when they think it's over, it happens again. They look out their window one night, and there's a car in their spot. Not the same car, though. It's a black SUV this time. And on the hood, a swastika.
Oh, wow. That's a whole other level. They're sending a message. It's not random. They're being targeted.
What does that tell you?
It's organized, planned. That's what's so unsettling.
It's a terrifying turn of events. Our listener is basically trapped, and it doesn't seem like there are any easy answers. That image, the SUV, the swastika, it really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's scary.
Like how easily something like a parking dispute can turn into. So will this...
It's a good reminder that we're not always dealing with, you know, rational actors. Sometimes it's just about intimidation, hate.
So what do you do when you're in a situation like this and it seems like things are just getting worse?
Well, first things first, your safety comes first. It's easy to get caught up in the back and forth, but you have to protect yourself.
So no more notes, no more trying to reason with them.
Right. Especially when there's a potential for violence. This is where documentation is key. Every incident, write it down. Photos, videos, anything like that.
So if you need to go to the police.
Exactly. It's evidence. And it's also empowering, you know? You're not just letting it happen. You're taking some control back.
That makes sense. But it doesn't solve the immediate problem, does it? Like the fear that something else is going to happen.
And that's where you have to think about all your options. Can you park somewhere else, even if it's just for a little bit?
I know it feels like giving in, but...
It's not about giving in. It's about being strategic.
Yeah.
Buying yourself some time and some peace of mind. And this is where, you know, talking to other people can really help.
Yeah, like neighbors, friends, family.
Exactly. You don't have to go through this alone. Let people know what's going on. See if they've noticed anything, if they can keep an eye out.
Just having someone to talk to can make a big difference, right?
Huge. And depending on where you live, you can also think about things like security cameras, better lighting.
Even talking to your building manager. If you have one.
Right. It's about taking back some control, making yourself feel safer.
It's a lot, you know. This whole situation, it's really unsettling. To the listener who wrote to us, we hope you find a resolution, a way to feel safe again. And to everyone listening, remember, you're not alone in this. This deep dive, it's a reminder that even something as simple as a parking spot can become something scary. Be aware, be careful, and don't hesitate to reach out for help if you need it. That's it for today's show. Until next time, stay safe.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.